talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport yesterday, just hours after our show ended. Our show ended at 8 a.m. our time, and probably the explosion had already happened. It was happening right then. There had been warnings from our intelligence services and from the UK that an ISIS attack was imminent. What is ISIS doing in Afghanistan? This is ISIS Khorasan, K-H-O-R-A-S-A-N. ISIS Khorasan is a unit of ISIS in Pakistan. They are ISIS. They are pure jihad. They look on apostates as anybody who isn't a Sunni Muslim and murder them. ISIS Khorasan in Pakistan went into India, blew up a train station, killed several hundred people, and then they go back into Pakistan. Pakistan harbors them. Pakistan is a Sunni Muslim nation that was cut off from India in 1948. It used to be just India. And India was part Muslim, part Hindu, and the British ran it till 1948. British kept a lid on things, but when they gave India its independence, what happened was India degenerated into just religious violence. And the solution was all Muslims would leave what we think of as India. This was the idea anyway, and form the state of Pakistan. Pakistan. Hindus in Pakistan went into India. Muslims in India were to go into Pakistan, but unfortunately for them, a couple hundred million of them were in southern India, and it was too long a walk to get there. And that's why there's still a couple hundred Muslims in India, and a lot of them are down in the south. Whenever there's a terrorist attack like this, the Pakistani government wrings its hands, but it harbors them. Its intelligence services cooperate with them. Remember, Osama bin Laden, when we ultimately killed him, was not in Afghanistan, he was in Pakistan. Not only that, he had a house almost on the grounds of their military academy, their West Point. They knew he was there. They were harboring him. They are harboring ISIS Khorasan. They harbored the Taliban. When the Taliban was killing American troops and killing Afghans, and we almost had him, they go across the Pakistani border where their wives and children were, and their safe houses were. The Pakistani government is in cahoots with ISIS and the Taliban, coordinates with ISIS and the Taliban. So what happened was ISIS Khorasan came across the border into Kabul to kill evacuees, to blow up the airport. There were two explosions that occurred. One was at the Abbey Gate of the airport. The other one was near the Baron Hotel, adjacent to the airport. This is an airport that reputedly is smaller than Mitchell Field. If you've ever flown in out of Mitchell Field, imagine trying to fly 100,000 people out of there in a few weeks. Well, that is what is occurring. This killed at least 11 U.S. Marines and one Navy medic. The Navy medics are frequently assigned to Marine units. They're the medical types. They're not doctors, but they're highly trained. They're highly trained in emergency medicine. And 13 American servicemen were wounded, at least. There were more than 90 Afghans killed, evacuees. Some of them are interpreters and people who are trying to get out. Hundreds more wounded, and there are many that are fighting for their lives and are not going to make it. One thing we have to understand is that the Taliban is enabling ISIS. You know, The Taliban immediately said, oh, horror of horrors, threw up their hands. This is terrible. We will go after ISIS. They're both Sunni Muslims. They both hate the United States and the West. They both look on every other religion, including Christianity, especially Christianity, Judeo-Christianity, as apostates who should be killed. They do fight sometimes because they are like rival motorcycle gangs, Nazi motorcycle gangs. They each want to be king of the hill, but their enemies they have in common. So the Taliban is using ISIS as a deniable means of attacking Afghan civilians, foreigners, and American soldiers. They both hate the United States. Now, why do I say that? What's my basis for saying? I'll tell you what my basis for saying it is. Because this withdrawal was so badly handled, and mind you, the withdrawal was set up by Donald Trump. He wanted it May 1. He's the one that ordered the release of 5,000 prisoners of the Afghan government. And these are ISIS. These are Taliban who've come out to kill Americans. He ordered it. Donald Trump and Pompeo ordered it as a sign of, quote, goodwill, end quote. And what they also did was they met with the Taliban in, quote, high-level talks, end quote, in Vienna. And they extracted, quote, assurances, end quote. Well, the Taliban chuckled and picked their teeth with a bowie knife. And they cut out the Afghan government and demoralized them. Trump did. All he wanted is a cheap photo op. Peace in Afghanistan going into the election in 2020. That's all he wanted. Same thing, he betrayed the Kurds to the Turks. Sunni Muslim Turks who will genocide the Kurds the way they genocided the Armenians 100 years ago. And the Kurds were our allies. The Kurds were the ones who beat ISIS. The Kurds were the one who locked up 10,000 ISIS terrorists who now are going to be released, have been released, and are going to flood into Europe. This is Trump. Now, this is not an excuse for what's happened in the last month. Biden inherited a mess. I got it. So what? We knew it. We inherited a mess from a traitor who betrayed us to Putin, to the Ruskies, and basically he betrayed us to the Taliban, and he enabled jihad. I get all of that. But what is happening now? One of the shocking things to me, and I'll just have to say it, the United States has apparently given the Taliban the names of Americans and Afghans they want the Taliban to evacuate. That's giving them a death list. That's giving, like, the Chinese Communist Party in the 1940s the names of Americans to, quote, help them out of the country, unquote. They're going to kill them. They may, as a cover, get a couple of them. They probably will not kill, I would assume, the PTA from El Cajon School District in California. 16 parents, 20 kids, idiots who went there on a field trip. Yes, that's what happened in the last few weeks. To somehow see war up close. How the hell were they let in the country? Taliban probably will not kill the PTA from El Cajon, California. But they're certainly going to kill our interpreters. They're certainly going to kill any American they can. Now, at this juncture, there aren't a lot of good alternatives. Biden gave a very emotional speech saying he's going to hunt down the ISIS Khorasan. Okay, ISIS K, they call it. We should have been doing that anyway and not talk about it. And he teared up. And there was a journalist on the MSNBC last night who teared up, who'd fought in Afghanistan. I'm tired of people tearing up. We want somebody looking right in the camera and saying, we're going to kill them. We are going to kill ISIS Khorasan. We are going to kill Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Boko Haram, Al-Shaib, Al-Shabaab. When Boko Haram in Africa invades a girls' school and, quote, converts them and marries them, those are Christian girls' schools, Anglican and Catholic. And Boko Haram breaks in, rapes them. That's what they call marriage, gets them pregnant and forces them to convert to Islam. That's sweeping down through Africa, murdering Christians and animists. And we, right now, Biden has said he has to personally clear in the White House any drone attack. What, against a bunch of these people? They should be drone 24/7. We've got to keep jihad from spreading into Europe and into the United States. Merkel already let a lot of it into Europe. We're going to talk about this more in the show. But what we have now is a resumption in Afghanistan at the Kabul airport of evacuations. And it's the Taliban who's keeping the crowd away from the airport. What happened was the Taliban had the checkpoints. And people over there going, well, how could these ISIS Khorasan people have gotten through what? The Taliban checkpoint? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They come up there and they have a suicide vest bulging out of their sleeve. The Taliban guy winks. Yeah, you can go through. You can go through. They walk over to some Marines and blow it up. You cannot count on the Taliban to guard against ISIS. They're peas in a pod. They're jihadists. They must be killed. Must be killed. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.